be a tree here, an elm tree, planted in 1879 on what was the village green, in front of the Robin Hood Inn, which is now the Tesco Express. It was the place where people came to meet and talk, and everyone called it the Tree of Knowledge. But in 1962, it became diseased and had to be cut down. There were 25 million elm trees that died in Britain around then. Tiny bark beetles found their way here from Canada on board a ship carrying microscopic organisms that caused Dutch elm disease. It spread incredibly quickly. It's always the things you can't see that cause the most damage. We've almost finished. If you need to get back to where we started, it's just up Kirklinton Road on your left. Depending on what time it is, the social supermarket might be open. And it's become one of my favourite places. I think it's because it shows that however much our habitat changes, or however much it stays the same, we always find new ways to work together. Anyway, I'll let Georgia, the food share coordinator, explain a little more about it.
It's a zero waste supermarket. So we get products, ambient products, bakery products, fruit and veg, all from the local area, local supermarkets, big supermarkets, local businesses, and it's all the things that they're going to chuck away, basically, the yellow stickers, and it all comes to us. And then we put it in our supermarket and we just sell it for a small price. When I first started, it was just about one or two people a week, and now I could easily register about five new people a week. Yeah, and it's £1 membership fee, and that's for life. And you can come as many times a week as you like. But yeah, it's really gone up in people using this system. Some people come and use it because they hate waste. Like, they hate the food waste. They hate the thought that all this will be going to the landfill. And then some people come and they generally do need it. So yeah, we get a lot of different kind of people that use it. So this is a delivery from Fairshare. They go round to the supermarkets and they get it and they bring it to us. So yeah, this comes every Monday and a Wednesday. And we never know what we're going to get. Are you all right?
All right, you come to help with me?
I have.
Oh, that's kind of you.
Thank you.
You can lug that through and I'll carry this.
Are you sure?
Not that much stuff.
Yeah? So well, that's okay. I think we can fit some more in. I think we might.
Then the rest
okay.
Of it we can carry in, can't we?
Yeah, lovely. Okie dokie. Right. There's a lot of fresh stuff. There's some meat and there's some dairy products, so it's brilliant.
I heard about the food bank, well, I call it food bank, social supermarket, let's give it the right name, from friends. When I retired, my daughter said, "Mum, why don't you go?" And I thought, well, I don't really need it. But it's food that is otherwise going to waste. So I came and had a look, thought, oh, this is okay. And I've been coming for about, getting on for 2 years, I think now. Yeah. Come once a week, I get fruit and I'll make things. Nothing goes to waste. With that generation, we're taught not to waste. If it can be made into something, we will make it. I teach my granddaughter that's two to make things and yeah, no waste.
Yeah.
What are you doing with that?
So we've got mushrooms, squeers bars for packed lunch for the kids, donuts. On a Wednesday, we're absolutely heaving with just vegetables and fruit, and sometimes nowhere to put it.
Thing of beauty.
Sure is.
It smells beautiful when you pick it up and you've got pastries in your car.
I know.
Oh, I'm tin. How do we hang off?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Or is it that
garlic?
The garlic.
It's
then.
Thank you very much.
Bye bye then. So, this is my village. This is Rainworth. Thanks for coming on this walk with me, my scrap walk. I hope it's helped you understand something of where I live and the people who live here with me. And thanks to all those who have helped me with this, and especially to John, who we should hear from one last time. talking about another of those characters from the past that he can remember so clearly.
Sergeant Garwood was quite a character. He had very, very red cheeks and everybody called him Beetroot. I think he knew he was called Beetroot, but he was a formidable character and he would give you a clip round the ear. There was great respect for the local policeman. If Sergeant Garwood caught you, you were in trouble. Just one other thing about Sergeant Garwood, or Beetroot as we called him, was his motorbike. It was akin to a Harley Davidson with its noise. You could hear him coming miles away. And he wore the old-fashioned leather helmet, not a proper crash helmet, with the straps underneath his chin and great panniers on the side. And no mistake about it, you could hear Garwood coming miles away. Like...
I can almost imagine Beetroot riding by. That's it. We're done. Take care.
Jenny's story was written by Andy Barrett and read by Kate Wood, with additional stories read by Marie Ragg and Sue Ridgway. It was recorded by Rich Collins at JT Sewer, and the sound design was by Adam P. McCready. Thanks to John Durkin, the Social Action Hub, all those whose voices you heard, along with everyone who shared their stories and helped with the research for this walk. Jenny's story is part of Sherwood Voices, a series of audio walks that have been produced by Excavate in partnership with Inspire and Minor to Major, and have been supported using public funding by Arts Council England and the National Lottery Heritage Fund. There are 6 other audio walks for you to go on in Bestwood, Culverton, Clipston, Edwinstone, Newstead and Ollerton.